Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
The Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine releases issues bi-monthly committed to bringing you the very best content from experts around the globe.
With excellence as our standard, we know that you'll soon agree with our goal to become the number one online lifestyle magazine in the world within 24 months.
Our team has committed ourselves to making Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine a household name around the globe.
GLM is a tool created to add value to the lives of men and women globally.
And to reinforce the Jaguare lifestyle in which our brand represents,
ranging from family and relationships, faith and spirituality, success and personal development, business and finance, health, sports, entertainment and fashion, food and travel, education and technology.
To connect with either Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine or Jaguare Inc., visit their websites, JaguareLifestyle.com. That's G-I-G-A-R-E Lifestyle.com.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Relationships 3D on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and worldwide on all your streaming devices. I am Dr. Tershaw Hamilton, and I'm here today with my friend, my people, Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. Tell the people how you're doing, Dr. V.
Outstanding.
Hey, hey.
Oh, man,
hey,
y'all done started it up. Hey. You know what time it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Today, we are going to talk about sparking joy. Now, if you have been paying attention recently in the last few years, you've heard of Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo is a Japanese woman who has become internationally known for her ways of decluttering and organizing stuff, households, offices, all of these things. She basically says, and recently she had a Netflix series to come out where she would actually go into people's homes and help them figure out the best way to declutter, get rid of things, and just downsize their stuff. Again, her premise is keep the things that spark joy. So she says, don't think of it as getting rid of things. Think of it as keeping the things that spark joy, that bring you joy into your life. You say, for instance, the very first thing that you do in the KonMari method, which is what it's called, is you go after clothes. You take all the clothes that you own and you put them on a big pile on the bed, and every single article of clothing, you touch it, you look at it, you decide whether or not that thing sparks joy. If it does not spark joy, then you thank it for what it did for you, you know, the service that it gave, and then you give it away, you get rid of it. If something sparks joy, if it brings you happiness, then you keep it. And that's a way to hone in on what is really important in your life. Everyone that went through that exercise with her in the Netflix series said that it was much more than just getting rid of stuff and keeping stuff. Most of the people, the families, the couples, they said that it helped their relationship grow stronger. Mm-hmm. It helped them to understand and learn each other better. And it helped them to grow as a family. So in my journey to get rid of excess and to minimize, you know, the stuff I have around me, which is always a thing, part of what I usually talk about for myself and for other people is that you want to do some type of decluttering and minimalization in every aspect of your life. especially your relationships. Now, that brings me up to the present. I was just telling Dr. V that I recently severed a relationship with someone that I love dearly, absolutely love dearly. But what I realized over the last few months, last several years, is that this relationship no longer sparked joy. It actually made me angry and bitter and sad. And so it was not easy. It was not easy to sever ties. But the reality is that the relationship was not a good one. No matter how much I love the person, the relationship was not a good one anymore. It did not serve me. It did not help me. It did not benefit me. It did not edify me. I wasn't able to live my best life in that relationship. And so it was time to go. And so we have to think about that in every aspect of our life, in our religious life, in our financial life, in our home, in our car, in our office, in our relationship with our parents and our friends and our children. Does this relationship spark joy? And if it doesn't, we need to do something to either improve it or get rid of it. Talk to me, Dr. V. What are your thoughts?
When relationships no longer spark joy.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm always told that joy is an inside job. It comes from within. But when you're talking with other people and you're talking about other relationships, it is so important for you to recognize this. Now, you know, I want to make sure that I go over this correctly. You know, Marie Kondo, you're doing your thing. You're talking about touching, thinking, and either, you know, throwing away or repurposing or positioning a thing. Then you're looking at the flip side and you're saying, if it feels good, you should keep it if it sparks that joy in your life. And I'll be honest with you, I've had that mentality all my life. I mean, I'm not going to be in positions that don't make me feel good, right? And I'm not saying, you know, as soon as something doesn't feel good that you should throw it away. But, you know, I'm of the adage of this. You only get X amount of these. And let me say it from this perspective, because I'm a November baby. Thanksgiving is a big holiday in our family. I'm not going to invest Thanksgiving with people that I don't want to be around just for the sake of saying, oh, well, it's Thanksgiving, you know. No, I only get so many of these. So guess what? I'm going to maximize them and make them great. That's what it's all about for me. So in life and in relationships, I feel the exact same way. Does that mean that I can't take correction or criticism or what? No, I'm not saying that, because those things are good for growth. But I'm not going to stick and stay in a location that doesn't like line up with who I am. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same exact thing in relationships. If the relationship is toxic, guess what? It's time to kick it. Why? Because one or two things are happening here. Either your positivity and productivity is infecting someone who is toxic and their mind is not thinking about, you know, the positive side of life, or what ends up happening is that toxicity begins to affect you. So there it is. I touch it. I'm thankful for it, but I gotta whoop. I might have to remove it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody is not meant to be with you forever. You've got to be okay with that. And you've got to lose, in essence, what we would like to call total control. Because that's, I think, the key here. The key is, oh, I got a closet full of clothes, but half of them don't fit me. Why are you keeping all these clothes? You got all these shoes, but they make your feet hurt. Why in the world are you keeping these shoes? Oh, you got all these cars, but you never drive them. Why would you do that, right? So you just got to start looking at it as not stuff, but lifestyle. How do these things fit in my lifestyle? And am I maximizing these things? Now, when it comes to relationships, relationships are a little bit more tangible, and you know, there's more dynamics into it. But the premise of what is being said is true. When you look at a minimalist or someone who is looking to declutter because they figured out, I really don't need all of this stuff, how do they do that? Mm-hmm. Think about that. because they get to a place in their mind where they're looking at, you know what, all this stuff ain't that important. It really isn't that important. Why do I need 100 of these? Why do I need this? Why do I need that? There are people who live life with a lot less, and they're happy because I'm happy. Okay, let me stop. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. We got to get to a place where we understand when relationships no longer spark joy. And you've got to be extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? Your mind has to be open to this thing, because you can stay in a relationship from where it goes from, you know, good to not healthy to dangerous, right? And you never want it to get to that point. So it's better, and I call this pruning season. Every year we go through this with trees, shrubs, flowers, whatever the case may be. When it's no longer producing fruit, meaning no longer making you happy and joyful, mm-hmm. It may be time for you to cut it. And when you cut it, maybe it grows back better, or maybe it's just supposed to be gone. Does that make sense?
Makes all the sense.
There it is. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So, Dr. V, how do we decide? And I'm just asking for your opinion, because I have an opinion about it, of course. How do we decide when it's time to let go of a relationship, especially when it's someone who's very close, whether it is a potential mate, a best friend, a mate, or a parent?
Okay.
Or even a child. How do you know that it's time? Like, you've given it your all and there's nothing. Like, when do you know it's time to let it go? Thank the relationship for what it was and let it go.
You know, that's a very difficult one, because there's no specific, there's no specific recipe for this, especially when you broke it down to, you know, the parents, the this, the that. That's a whole different dynamic. But let's look at this, because I'm not a mother, but I am a father, right? And I understand mother's intuition. So let's attack that first. From a mother's perspective, it ain't never gonna be time, because that's my child. I birthed that child. Right?
Well,
I don't know. Hold on. Just listen to me. Hold on. I ain't finished with the statement now. From a mother's perspective and mother's intuition, they will always feel like there's opportunity. Change is going to come. But when do you say, I personally can no longer do anything about it? When you get to your wit's end, meaning you have exhausted all that you have within you. Even when you've gone to the prayer side and you've asked God to give you more strength and whatever, the moment that you feel like all hope is lost and there's nothing else that you can physically, mentally, spiritually do, it's time for you to put your hands up. It's time for you to put your hands up. Now, let me take it from this perspective. You're talking about a relationship with a mate. You can love someone to life, but guess what? If they don't want to love you completely back, there's going to come a point where you have to say to yourself, I am giving way too much for no return. I know that's very simplistic. There's no, you know, cookie cutter mode for this, but only you in that situation and in that relationship can say when your time is up, right? When you start talking about just relationships in general, friendships, good friends, whatever you want to call them, best friends, whatever, you have to decide yourself when it becomes no longer what I just had mentioned, a good relationship, and the relationship starts to get unhealthy. It's time to cut the relationship. I don't care how long you guys have been friends. When it starts getting unhealthy and possibly leaning to detrimental, it's time to go. It's time to go. Why? Because the same way that you made that friend is the same way that you'll make another. But here's the key. You also have to put the mirror and the magnifying glass on self, because, you know, in our minds, everything goes one way. Like, this is what they did to me. This is what, you know, anger, you know, when you think about guilt, you think about anger, you think about those different things. You still have to say, I'm gonna look at the man or the woman in the mirror, right? Because you've got to look yourself dead in the eyes and ask yourself, do you need to make a change? Mm-hmm. See, there's a difference there. So there's no one answer to what you're asking, because it's multifaceted. But when you as a person get to the point where this relationship no longer serves you. And when I say that, I'm not talking about in a condescending way, but when you're now no longer joy, and it's exactly what Marie Kondo just said, when there's no more joy, like when this relationship become work, no, it's time to cut that thing. That's my thoughts. What are
you? You know, that's a very good one. The only thing I think I'd like to add is, what is it that I wanted to add? I wanted to add something. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd like to add is that I've known several people since I started talking about decluttering a lot. You know, it's we're approaching spring, and so spring cleaning is a thing right now.
Absolutely.
And I talk about decluttering a lot around this time of year, and relationships is one of them. I've had several people who've said that they severed ties with parents. I actually know, I have a friend who severed ties with her children, which is why, you know, I said that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people who've severed ties with former friends. And it is important that when we look at the relationship and we realize what needs are not being met, that we also look at ourselves for growth. What I was about to say was, it's important that we don't forget that we have to analyze what it is our needs are and how important those needs are in the grand scheme of things. Because if we have needs, but we're not communicating those needs, then there's no way for the other person to fulfill those needs because they don't know. You haven't said anything. Mm-hmm. If we have needs, but we haven't even sat down to figure out what those needs are exactly, we're just expecting somebody else to guess, then that can't go anywhere. So that is another way that we need to make sure that we are looking in the mirror at self and seeing what it is that's going on inside of us. We are not one-dimensional beings. You know, we have experiences, we have emotions, we have pasts, we have ideas, we have dreams that mold who we are, and we're constantly being molded. So we have to constantly assess and reassess ourselves to see, what is my needs today? What are my needs today? Do I need to eat more veggies today? Do I need to exercise today? Do I need to do arm exercises today, or do I need to keep doing leg exercises? Do I need to find a side hustle so I can make a little bit more money, so I can take care of this bill, or so that I can buy this thing and not put myself into debt? Do I need to find some new buddies that'll help me stay motivated to do X, Y, and Z? We need to constantly be assessing and reassessing ourselves so that once we look at the relationship, we can honestly say, this relationship is great for me. This relationship is good for me. This relationship could still work. We just need to work on some things, and this is what I need to work on, mm-hmm. and what I need them to work on. Or this relationship has not served me in quite some time, and it's time to go because things are not going to change. Mm. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm there and I completely get it. I want to double back around to what you were saying about, you know, with the kids and parents and, you know, so on and so forth. You know, and this is one of the hardest things that you ever really have to do for self. When you get to that point where even your parent, right, because we are all human, you know, human beings are fickle. One moment we're up, one moment we're down. Even when your parents get to the point where they no longer serve that purpose that you thought that they should in your life, mm-hmm. you may say that you're cutting them off, but can you ever really do that? Even if you don't talk to them for years, because I've dealt with this, you know, on helping multiple people or whatever the case may be, you're always going to love them, but you're just not going to give them control over your life in that aspect or perspective. At the end of the day, they're still your parent. Mm-hmm. But how you communicate is the difference. And then vice versa. You know, what about that parent that has that, you know, that prodigal child, right? That goes off, whether they get addicted to something or they, you know, start doing stuff that is foolish, that doesn't make sense. And it's like, when do I get a break? I've done everything that I can. I've exhausted everything that I can. You know, there's this thing. I was just talking to a group of seniors, and, you know, seniors are getting ready to go to college and, you know, all of this stuff. Well, wait a minute. Let's think about this. I did bring you into this world. I was a part of the process that brought you into this world. I've housed you for, you know, 17, 18 years. I've given you the best of what I've gotten. I've broken my back really to provide for you. And then now you get to the point where I'm no longer good enough for you. Like, that's a hurtful thing. But you also have to ask yourself, where did the tide turn? Mm-hmm. Because you don't have a fruitful and great relationship and just tomorrow it all gets jacked up. No, these are small, subtle things that happen over time. And if we go back to what we always talk about, whether it's relationship, business, finance, whatever, any industry needs communication. So if someone does you wrong, do you voice that, or do you leave that internal voice in your head telling you, how could they have treated me like this? What about this? Why isn't this? Why is that? You have to vocalize what's going on with you before people could ever know. There are people who are hurting, who have never told the person who has hurt them what they've done to them. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? So we have to be careful, you know, when we look at this thing, when relationships no longer spark joy, you got to ask yourself, when are you going to get to the point and you just tell that person, hey, I don't like this? Because if you allow it to continue, you know my statement, what gets tolerated gets perpetuated. Mm-hmm. So before you ever get to the point where you're like, ah, I'm so sick and tired of this, I'm throwing a baby out with the bathwater, right? No, let's talk about that. I don't like hot baths. That would be simple, right? Or I don't like your meatloaf or whatever, right? Instead of lying to people and making them think that this is okay. See, that's the difference. That's what I believe is needed in this day and age, that people would just be truthful with one another so that the relationships could last longer. Those are my thoughts.
You know, tying in a past show, we recently did the show on looking back at your past. One of the things we also have to keep in mind is that people are constantly evolving. And so, you know, I like to reference your relationship with your wife and your children, because you guys often reflect on the past and then move forward toward the future and decide as a collective, individually and as a collective, what's going to come next, because you've reflected on yourself and your growth and your likes and your dislikes. One of the problems is that some people won't allow you to grow, mm-hmm. shift, change. And that's a problem. Mm-hmm. So if you have people in your life who won't allow you to, one, make mistakes, two, grow and become somebody, you know, become the better version of yourself, then you really want to assess that person and that relationship. Is that a reason, a season, or a lifetime type relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. Reason, season, or lifetime. Everybody falls into one of those categories. Reason, season, or lifetime. And they might not be lifetime. Mm-hmm. If it's a parent that is always being toxic and will not grow, then they're probably not a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, they will always be your parent, but they're probably not a lifetime relationship. Right. That was a reason or season, right? Same thing for children, spouse, potential mate, anybody. Somebody gave the example in the past that I heard. They said that you don't wear the same jeans. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly, but you don't wear the same jeans that you wore when you were little, when you were, in first grade, second grade, third grade, because you outgrown them. Mm-hmm. It's okay to get rid of the jeans once you outgrow them. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody in your life who constantly tries to make you wear the jeans that you wore in third grade, fifth grade, undergrad,
have some problems, some
certain and they no longer fit you, mm-hmm. it's a problem. You can't keep trying to stuff yourself in the same jeans because they no longer fit. Mm-hmm. So if you've grown as a person, as a human, don't let people keep you in the past. If there's somebody who is determined to have you live your past, they're probably toxic. Mm-hmm. If you were a prostitute, if you were fast, if you were fat, if you were mean, if you were poor manager of money, but you've learned, you've grown, don't let people keep you in that place. Don't let people keep you in that place. If you've grown and learned from your experiences and now you're a new person, live that truth and find people that are going to honor your current life. Let them know what your past is because that's a part of who you are. Mm-hmm. But live your truth and only keep the people who are sparking joy, who are truly, honestly meaning you the best and they're working to be their best while they're allowing you to be your best.
Absolutely. You know, you said something that is another part of my mantra, and it's called live your truth. I can't tell people enough, you know, there's no reason to live a lie or a fake like you have something that you don't. Just be who you are, right? Why? When you live your truth, no one can tell your truth for you. You know, I don't have anything to hide. I live in my truth. And I think that's very, very important. Live in your truth, live your truth so that you can be free. There's nothing worse than being in bondage because you don't know if someone's going to dig something up. Look, live your truth, folks. And at the end of the day, if it no longer sparks joy for you, you have the autonomy, you have the right to let it go. That's just what it is, folks. Hopefully this helps.
Just gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Another love TKO.
Watch it now. Hey. They're not ready.
So that's it, y'all. That's it. Just remember that in this life, we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to have experiences, we're going to learn from them. Whether we learn a positive message or a negative message or what have you, we're going to learn from our experiences and it's going to mold and shape who we are in the future. And as we grow and learn and become better, make sure that you're assessing the relationships around you because sometimes you just have to let people go regardless of how important they have been to you in the past. If they no longer spark joy, if they no longer serve a positive purpose, if they no longer mean you good, if they don't fit, then either try to work it out with them or let it go. Only keep what sparks joy. That's it.
That's it for you.
If you have any topics, questions, comments, concerns, let us know. Join us on Facebook in our Facebook group, Relationships 3D, or send us a PM from our Facebook page, Relationships 3D. And if you haven't picked up our book, make sure that you get it. Go ahead on Amazon and get that thing. It's called Three Dimensions of Hot and Spicy Relationships, Mind, Body, and Spirit, so that you can learn from three different perspectives, ways that you can make your relationships hot and spicy. That's it for us this week. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Take it easy, y'all.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.